Broadcasting from Florida Tech, this is WFIT Melbourne, 89.5 FM. My name is Todd Kennedy with Soundwaves, and they made it. Unbelievable. We got the guys from Fell on Deaf Ears. We have the lead singer, Joss Lyons, and the percussion player and local boy, Jay DiBella, who dropped by the WFIT studios here in... Man, you had some a little bit of a hassle getting here, I take it.
Yeah, it was unfortunately a fatality traffic accident. So when that happens, you know, they stop both sides of the road.
Yeah.
So we were at a crawl.
And you're stuck in there.
We were at a crawl, man, for an hour.
Man, well, you made great time coming here. So thanks a lot. That's true dedication.
Off-roading a little bit. That's how we roll. Breaking the speed limit.
Now, Fell on Deaf Ears, you guys are a fairly new band, right? And you're just starting to put out music, or it has been a long time project.
Well, it's kind of a little bit of both. It's been a long time project. It's been about 5 years in the making, but you know, because this is an international group, finding local, or at least guys that are located here in the States. That side of the venture is relatively new. It's probably about a year, a year old.
So, can you tell us how you actually formed the band or got the music rolling?
Yeah. I mean, I've had a really great relationship with my music attorney up in New York, and Bernie Resnick, and he was involved with me with some previous projects before, and I said, you know, Bernie, I'd love to start a new project. Do you know of anything? And he said, coincidentally enough, he knows of this guy that he's been working with in London. He's Indian, but born and raised in London, rock guitar player, and he's looking to break into the United States because what he does over there is very, very, you know, ethnic Indian that really wouldn't fly here. So
I don't know. I really like it. That's what really caught my attention. Yeah. I heard those little riffs in there, like those little exotic flavors in your music. You know, it's like, it sounded different. It sounded refreshing.
Yeah. You know, I figured if the Beatles can do it, I'm not comparing myself to the Beatles by any means, but if there's a lot of, I've noticed there's a lot of Indian influence with dance music, and I've always wanted to try and incorporate that dance rhythm with rock. It's always been appealing to me. I just never had the resources to do it until now.
Right.
And I thought, you know, this might be a really unique experience to work with a guy I've never met before who is from such a different culture but loves similar things like I do, like rock.
Right.
And is 3,000 miles away.
Yeah, 3,000 miles away. I'm like, how is this going to work? How are we going to write music? Oh, yeah, there's the internet.
Right. And you just transfer files back and forth, right?
Transferred files, man, back and forth for like 4 years.
Wow.
And it really tested my patience because I was dying to perform live.
Yeah.
But I also believed in this project and the music because I felt like I was really doing something unique and different.
Right.
Something that felt authentic. I wasn't trying to sound like somebody. It just, the music that he sent me just pushed me to a whole nother level that I've never been to before.
Right. Well, let's spin a song. You have a new EP that's out, Fell on Deaf Ears.
Yeah.
And how about we'll hear Out of My Mind?
That is like a culmination of exactly what we're going for in Out of My Mind.
All right, here's Fell on Deaf Ears on WFIT 89.5 FM.
Wait.
Fellow Deaf Ears on WFIT with Out of My Mind, one of the first singles from the new EP that the band has put out. We're speaking with Josh Lyons, lead singer from Fellow Deaf Ears, and percussion player Jade DiBello, who are kind enough to join us in the studio here. Now, you got a big gig tomorrow night, at least for Melbourne anyways.
Exactly.
Yeah, Jade, why don't you tell us about that since you're the local here?
Yeah, right? Well, tomorrow night, obviously, Meg O'Malley's St. Patrick's Day Festival. It's downtown. We're one of three bands on the main stage. We got a local band, Staring Blind, who used to be members of a couple of different bands, kind of put together. They're opening up at 7, and we go on at 8:30. And then right after that, Cracker's playing, so at 10 o'clock downtown.
There should be a real big party down there.
Yeah.
Now, since you made this album by, you know, downloading files back and forth. Have you had an opportunity to play out live and, you know, kind of work the kinks out?
Yeah, the first show we played was actually with some of the band members from, the band members were from India, and it was a really interesting group. It was like all the guys were from India. The drummer, the bass player, and of course Diamond was the lead guitar player, and we played in Toronto at the North by Northwest, which is the sister music conference to the South by Southwest in Austin, which is, I guess, happening
right now.
Now.
Yeah, this week.
Yeah, so, I mean, we're, you know, this is going to be tomorrow, I think, our fifth gig. And, you know, we're looking forward to, because our music's going to be released worldwide in a month through In Grooves, which is a subsidiary of Universal Group.
Mm-hmm.
So we're now going to be officially an international rock group, where you can actually purchase our music, which we're looking forward to do. And, you know, tomorrow is going to be the perfect
opportunity
to present this stuff to a large group of people, because, I mean, the larger the crowd, the better we feel.
Yeah. Now, you've been in a lot of bands before over the years. In Florida, or?
Yes, a ton of bands, yeah. I try to forget most of them, but
isn't that the mantra of being in a band?
Yeah.
How many bands you've been in?
But I've had some long runs with, you know, two bands in particular, but the one that made the biggest impact was this band called Big Mother Thruster that, you know, we got signed to Maverick Records. And
that's Madonna's record.
Madonna's
company,
label,
right?
Yeah.
Did you meet Madonna?
Met Madonna.
Is she nice?
She was not. Was she nice? She was not really, you know.
You don't have to.
On her level, you know. She was, you know, wearing sunglasses indoors. You know, she was a bit of a pre-Madonna, but, you know, that's Madonna.
She's Madonna.
So I guess, you know, but it was intimidating. It was kind of a thrill to meet her, but at the same time, I was more focused on the deal, the quality of the deal, and how we would be treated. So, that was several years ago.
So, but you have seen, you know, the music industry radically changed from going to hanging out with Madonna and signing a record deal to now doing it your own way.
Yeah.
Do you think that's better or worse? What do you think about that?
I think it's a necessity. That's just the route we're given now. You know, you don't need a record deal, but it would be nice to have a distribution deal, which is what we have.
Right.
You can do your own album. Basically, a record label is like a bank. They give you a loan. You have to pay that money back before you get paid. So now we're just eliminating that aspect of it. We have more creative reign of you know, the direction we want to take in it. We've found somebody that really believes in our music, which is Universal Group, and they want to push it hard starting in a month.
Now, speaking of like a groove, like a lot of these songs do have, like we said, you know, a bit of an Indian influence, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's like a sitar sound. And
someone,
but it's kind of like that sound. But it's like you can dance to it, you know. It's like dancing rock.
That's the point. If you can't dance to it, that's where everything we're going with regards to it. It's all up tempo. It's all fun.
Yeah.
No lover's lament.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, I always talk to Jay, and I always, you know, say, hey, you know, I always love that drumming style from the '60s and early '70s. That retro groove that you can incorporate with rock, and it sounds heavy but not too heavy. People could still dance to it, because I think there's nothing like seeing a girl's body moving during music. There's nothing like it, man.
There should be some of that tomorrow night, I would imagine.
But we're hoping.
We're guessing, yeah.
And Jay does a kick-ass job, and you know, Bobby Lane, the bass player, and Jay just synchronized so well. And I love the rhythm section we've got. They've totally, you know, dialed it in.
Well, let's play another song from the soon-to-be-released Fell on Deaf Ears.
Okay.
And Can't Let Go? How about that one? Or do you got another song?
Can we do Disappear?
The first track?
Yeah, can we do that?
Let's spin it, yeah.
All right.
We can do anything, you know?
Hell like, yeah, man.
I'm sitting here by the controls. It's
Let's build a spaceship then, if we can do anything.
No problem.
Okay.
All right, we got Fell on Deaf Ears live in the studio here on WFIT, and this is Disappear. Deaf Ears on WFIT. Man, that was a really cool song.
Thank you very much.
Digging that.
That's one of my favorite songs.
Because you can hear that Indian sound that kind of percolates underneath the riff there.
That's what we're trying to do because, I mean, half the band is, Indian influence, and we want to really emphasize that, but we're trying to present it in a way that's not too overwhelming to certain ears that might not be as open-minded.
Right.
And we're figuring we can throw a dash of Indian spice here and there.
I think it's a great time because music just seems to be really open. I mean, now with the internet, people are exposed to so many different types of music, and there's music being, you know, made all over the world. And
yeah.
Now you can hear it. Like, it used to be really hard to hear that kind of music.
Definitely.
Now, you know, you click on iTunes and it's right there.
Yeah,
so
it's right there.
It's great.
Yeah.
So you guys are playing tomorrow night at the St. Patrick's Day party. And so you got to have a full band with you.
Full band. I mean, these are like the American-based guys because, I mean, to get the guys from Europe over here would be way complicated.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, so we're using all the guys like Jay, local brother from here, then Bobby Lane and Mike Rizzo that are in Orlando, mm-hmm. and then me, I live in South Florida.
Mm-hmm.
So we're looking forward to rocking it out tomorrow night.
Yeah, rehearsals are awesome, trying to get us all together between schedules and timing and driving.
Can't you just like Skype it in, you know, and just sit there and, you know.
You kind of lose some of the...
There might be a little bit of delay.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, Jay, you're always behind.
Sorry, my internet connection is a little slower than
exactly.
you guys.
Don't use that dial-up, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Yeah, well, I do think... Thank you very much for coming in, and all the best. If people want more information about your band, how do they track you down?
Yeah. Two things. They need to go to our Facebook page, and which is facebook.com/...
Fell on deaf ears.
Exactly. And if they want, they can text us at 805-246-9300. And if they could text us their email address... What we'll be doing is we'll be picking out five random people and we'll give them a free CD tomorrow at the show.
Cool.
Or we could send it to them. But if they just text their email to that number, 805-246-9300, they will get instant message back in response and we'll get back in touch with them.
Oh, that is really cool.
Yeah, we're trying a new route of technology to kind of see if we can get interactive with our...
Right.
You know, the people out there.
Right. Well, we're looking forward to the gig tomorrow. Showtime, what time? Like 8 o'clock or
8:30, 8:45, depending on how the stage gets set up and
right.
what time.
Right.
I've spoken with the sound guy and the sound manager of Zone Productions, Mark Brazel. He's putting everything together and he's, you know, give or take 15 minutes.
And you're on the main stage? Because there's
main
like
stage.
Four stages all around there.
Yep,
you're on the main
stages.
Stage and Cracker comes on after you guys.
Right after
and,
us.
Yep.
So you guys are going to be rocking the house there. It should be really fun.
We're looking forward to it. We really want to interact with everybody and, you know, please come up, you know, and say hi, give us your feedback, your thoughts, because we really, this is why we play out, because we want to meet you. We'll be selling our CDs, and we have t-shirts, and we'll be giving away stickers close by, so please come say hello to all of us.
Yeah, come by and check us out after the show.
Yeah,
that's great.
fellondeafears.com is our website, and there's music on our Facebook page, and it should be, you know.
Music soon to be on iTunes in a couple of weeks as soon as we get this all buttoned up.
There you go. So you heard it here first on WFIT, right from the band's mouth. We got Josh Lyons, lead singer, and Jay DiBello, the percussion and backup vocals for Fell on Deaf Ears, appearing tomorrow night in downtown Melbourne at the St. Patrick's Day Street Party. Gentlemen, thank you so much for coming by.
Thanks for having us.
And thanks for, you know, fighting the traffic to get here, too.
I was about to ask one of those helicopters to come down and pick me up because I did not want to be late for this. I was like, Jay, call your friends. You got connections at the sheriff's office. Come on.
Yeah, get him in here. Well, you did a great job.
Right on.
Man. Thank you very much for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
You are listening to Public Radio for the Space Coast, WFIT, Melbourne. ¶¶